If you believe that most plastic is recycled, you believe a lie. As I mentioned in episode 3, only 9% of plastics are recycled. But why is that, and what can we do to change this? Hi, my name is Mira Schroff, and I'm an intern at Bethesda Green. Today I'll be talking about why recycling isn't what it seems, or the solution to plastic waste. I'm producing this podcast as my spring conservation project, which is a part of Bethesda Green's Environmental Leader program. Thank you to the Chesapeake Bay Trust for making this podcast possible. There are many reasons why what we put in the blue bin doesn't end up being recycled. According to the Big Recycling Hoax, an article by former Bethesda Green environmental leader Arjun Shah, only 3 categories of plastic are truly recyclable. Most plastics are labeled with a number inside the recycling symbol of 3 arrows pointing at each other. Plastics are labeled by a 1, 2, and 4 are actually recycled. However, Montgomery County accepts many other types of plastics for recycling. The reason why Shaw lists these as the only recyclables is because these are the most profitable items to recycle. Some types of plastics just aren't economically worth it to recycle. The major players in the recycling industry aren't concerned with their environmental impact, he says. They just want cheap material to make plastic, but when oil costs are low, it costs more to use recycled materials. The Montgomery County Recycling Program accepts other types of plastic, but Montgomery County manages recycling internally rather than outsourcing it to a company. However, according to Earth5R, plastics just aren't a good material for recycling. They need to be clean, meltable, and just one material, not plastic and paper pushed together. So even if you put a dirty chip bag, which is made of multiple materials, and is unclean in the recycling, it can't actually be recycled. The reason why plastic needs to be meltable is because of how plastic recycling works. Plastics are transported, sorted, separated, washed, chopped, filtered, melted, and molded back into nurdles, the building blocks of plastic I mentioned in episode 1. Other plastic items aren't allowed, not because they couldn't theoretically be recycled, but because they have other risks. In Montgomery County, plastic bags aren't recycled because they can get caught in recycling machines. Syringes and pesticide containers could hurt the workers who sort the plastics. Before I started the Environmental Leader Program at Bethesda Green, I didn't know about Montgomery County's recycling rules. Do you know what your local area's recycling guidelines are? Many people don't check whether the items that they put in the recycling are actually recyclable. According to a study in 2014, 65% of people don't know what's acceptable to recycle. Putting plastic items in the recycling bin without knowing if they're accepted is called wish cycling, and it can be really harmful. Sorting out contaminated items or items that aren't supposed to be there can cost a waste company a lot of money. According to Mother Jones, contamination costs Waste Management, the country's biggest disposal company, $100 million each year. So it's really important to find out what your area accepts for recycling, which you can do by a quick Google search. Acceptable items can vary from place to place significantly because the US government hasn't standardized the process. Companies and local governments decide what they accept. Another reason why recycling can't solve the single-use plastic problem is because of downcycling. Downcycling happens when one plastic item is recycled into a plastic of lower quality. For example, a plastic water bottle might be turned into plastic fibers. Plastic fibers can't really be recycled again, so the recycling process ends there. According to Earth5R, plastics can only really be recycled once or twice before they start to weaken. This means that the circular economy, where resources are used again and again, can't rely on plastics recycling. So why didn't you know this already? How come many people, including myself, used to believe that recycling would solve the plastics problem? China played a role in obscuring the issues with plastics. Years ago, they began implementing policies to accept plastics for recycling from many countries, including the US. However, China was only taking plastic categories 1, 2, and 4 and recycling them. They burned the rest for fuel. However, they had to stop burning so many plastics when it caused significant air quality problems. People were getting sick from the toxic pollution, and accepting so much plastic for recycling was no longer worth it for China. Also, some oil companies really want you to believe that recycling works. According to NPR, in the 1970s, scientists told oil company executives that plastic recycling wouldn't really work because plastic weakens when it's recycled. Yet in the 1990s, oil companies paid for advertisements that encouraged people to recycle their plastics. If recycling worked perfectly, we wouldn't have to worry about buying plastic as long as we recycled it afterward. This allows people who believe this to buy tons of plastic and not worry or change their habits, which will increase profits for these oil companies that make plastic. At the end of the day, recycling isn't the magic solution that people think of it as or that companies are pushing. Recycling allows for a make-take-waste mentality that I mentioned last episode, without actually fixing the problem of single-use plastics. However, if you do have items to recycle, TerraCycle has made an effort to provide recycling for many items that aren't typically recycled. You can buy a zero-waste box, which is an empty box which you ship back to TerraCycle with your plastics. The cost of the box covers the recycling cost that would typically discourage recycling companies from accepting different types of plastics. Some items can be recycled for free. This happens when a company partners with TerraCycle and covers the costs themselves. For now, this is the last episode of Single-Use Plastics 101. Thank you for listening to me. I hope you've learned a lot about single-use plastics and you've been inspired to make changes in your daily life to reduce the damage of single-use plastics. Check out Bethesda Green's website for my sources and more information.